This is JIS News. Coming up, Cabinet approves pre-feasibility studies on 6 hydro projects. National Water Commission mulling reactivation of unused wells and over $200 million to be spent on road repairs in sugar-dependent areas. The details after this message.
Join us in Kingston for the Jamaica Film Festival, July 7 to 11. An exciting showcase of local and international talent. Business networking opportunities with international industry experts. Premieres and screenings of the world's recent and best films. For 5 days in the business capital of Jamaica, where art meets business. It's the Jamaica Film Festival. Kingston, July 7 to 11. See the press for details or visit filmjamaica.com. Brought to you by Jampro in association with Red Stripe, Digicel, Chase, JTB, Tuff Gong International, and Exim Bank.
Now the news. The National Water Commission, NWC, is planning to reactivate several of its unused wells as part of short-term measures to alleviate the impact of the prevailing drought conditions. This is deemed a viable option to provide additional water, given the critically low levels in reservoirs serving several communities. Water Minister Robert Pickersgill says this alternative has already been tried and proven successful with the treatment of water in the Balata Avenue well in St. Andrew using the denitrification and chlorination process. Mr. Pickersgill adds that the NWC is seeking to source and channel additional water from several wells in the corporate area into the distribution network as soon as possible. These wells include those located at Renock Lodge, Montgomery Corner, Hampstead, Coburn Pen, and Trenchtown.
Additional water treatment will be undertaken to ensure that the water supplied conforms to public health standards. We estimate that approximately 5 million gallons per day of additional water will be produced to augment existing supplies.
Minister of Water Robert Pickersgill. Cabinet has approved the award of a contract to Studio Pietrangeli and Environmental and Engineering Managers Limited to carry out pre-feasibility studies on 6 small-scale hydro projects island-wide. The aim is to determine the viability of hydropower generation in the country in keeping with the national energy policy. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says hydropower has been identified as one of the key local energy sources that could contribute to the achievement of national energy targets. The contract, in the sum of $1.6 million, will include assessment of sites at Green and Wild Cane Rivers in St. Thomas, Rio Cobre Damhead St. Catherine, Back Rio Grande Valley, Rio Grande Valley 1 and 2, and Swift River 1, Portland. The studies will determine the potential environmental and social impacts as well as the economic viability of each site. The national energy policy stipulates that at least 20% of Jamaica's energy supply must come from renewable sources by 2030. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the island is set to benefit significantly from the designation of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park as a World Heritage Site. She says among the benefits will be a boost to the country's tourism product, particularly as it relates to heritage tourism. Speaking with JIS News Friday, Minister Hanna said the designation will also strengthen the island's performance on international tourism indices.
One of the things that we were lagging in is the lack of a World Heritage Site, an internationally culturally recognized site. So when we were being measured as a country in terms of our cultural output, because we were not registered with international bodies in this way, we were not featuring at all. So what you will find now is our credibility as a country has gone up significantly.
The Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park received World Heritage status at the 39th staging of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization's World Heritage Committee underway in Bonn, Germany. And Cabinet has approved over $200 million in contracts for road repairs in 3 sugar-dependent areas. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the National Cane Road Rehabilitation Project, under Phase 2 of the Sugar Transformation Project, is to undertake road improvement works in Monimus, Clarendon, Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, and Appleton in St. Elizabeth. The contract for the works in Monimusk is valued at $54 million, over $58 million in Bernard Lodge, and approximately $89 million in Appleton.
The work that will be undertaken includes clearance, earthworks, rehabilitation of existing road pavement, and surface treatment and routine maintenance. A total of 5.5 kilometers of road in Monimusk, 4.8 kilometers in Bernard Lodge, and 15.86 kilometers at Appleton will be rehabilitated.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner. The work is expected to be completed by October. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.